This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This would be a big deal to people.
Yeah.
But it's hard to understand why it would be a big deal to people.
Hmm.
I mean, folks that have a ton of sexual partners can be looked down upon.
Players. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. So you'd think this would be then the best situation.
Hmm.
But this woman, whose story has gone international, is also being crushed. So when it comes to the amount of sexual partners, what the hell is it that we actually want?
Is there a number?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So, story in the New York Post that's gone international. About a woman named Lauren.
And what's Lauren's up to?
Well, they do a profile on her. She's not famous, but she's gone viral because the 33-year-old woman is living a unique lifestyle.
Uh-oh.
She's a virgin.
Oh.
She's a 33-year-old virgin. Now, it doesn't say forever. Doesn't say that she has plans to stay a virgin forever, but she's 33 years old, and she's a virgin. She's attractive. She has her life together. She says she's not religious. She's just never had sex with anyone.
But why?
Quote from the article. I'm a virgin. I'm not traditional. I'm just very content on my own.
So she doesn't date?
No, she dates.
But nobody gets to go...
She hasn't had sex with anybody.
So they're just banging the rim and that's it?
She admits that it's been hard for her to meet guys because they tend to see this as a negative.
Well, yeah, because where are we taking a relationship if we're not going to lay down?
And I quote, I am of sound mind and body. I'm not socially awkward or repressed, and I'm quite normal despite my unique lifestyle. But she also found out when her story went viral, there were a ton of people that reached out to her saying they are having the same issues. Saying that they are virgins and people look at them strange. And the comments on her story go one of two ways.
It's not natural.
Either Kimmy folks congratulate her for holding out, but those people seem to be religious. Mm. Or folks are saying she made a mistake and they wouldn't want anything to do with a 30-year-old virgin.
Mm.
Why is it not natural?
Because you have natural bodily urges. I mean, you have natural sexual urges. That's not a mystery.
It's different for everybody, I guess, though, right?
So she has no sexual urges that she suppresses?
No, she says she's normal.
I was going to say, and it could be maybe like you bloomed later in life, and at that point, a lot of people, I'm just, based on like the cases I know of people who, you know, waited a long time, it was almost like they felt like they were behind everybody else, and it was more intimidating to them as an adult. So it was kind of like they really wanted to make sure they were comfortable around somebody before taking that step.
But to never experience sex like that fully at that age, I think you've done yourself your body a disservice.
No, I mean, and look, a point coming from you, a man who has had very healthy sexual yes. relationships that have not led him down horrible roads and mentalities. I mean, that holds a lot of water.
You know I'm right.
No, I don't know you're right. Because
I have
that's,
no idea.
That's what I'm starting to question. Because you see this as a negative for Lauren.
I think she's odd.
All right. If you met a person in their 30s or 40s that was a virgin, your first thought about them would be?
A weirdo.
Okay.
I think she's off mentally.
All right. But here's what's strange. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If Lauren in this story had a bunch of sexual partners, you would also see that as a negative.
Well, what's a bunch?
Okay, let's say that she was a 33-year-old woman that had sex with 70 men.
70?
See, that's what I mean.
No, I said it wrong. Oh, 70.
I mean, let's say she started having sex at 17, right. Had sex with 70 men by the time she was 33.
So what does that break down per
70
year?
70 a year? Is that 70 a year? It's less than 70 a year.
All right, this is, well, some years maybe less, some way more.
Yeah, but maybe she went backpacking through Europe.
All right.
I mean, look, if you met a 33-year-old guy that had 70 sexual partners, you wouldn't find that strange, would you?
No, he's probably running our sales department.
So this woman has had sex with nobody,
right.
You find her strange.
I find her strange.
If this woman had sex with 70 people at 33, you would call her a skank.
Okay, but like, let's say she just had a normal amount of of casual sex?
And that's the question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When you meet someone, in your head, the perfect amount of sexual partners would be what?
A couple a year.
What's a couple? Okay, so if she's
33. But that would add up over time.
I would say if you had 2 to 3 sexual partners at a young as a young
two
person.
2 to 3? What are you, that's Amish?
Yeah.
Even Kimmy, even prude ass Kimmy's like, I'll give you 3 dogs.
Their numbers are low.
But that's 1 every 6 months, if you think about it.
That better go.
You're saying that's good. Yeah. I would think that's a low number.
You're saying casual sex. You're going to have sex with 1 person every 6 months?
Well, I'm saying as an adult from the time you're 18 to, what is she, 30?
33.
And she had 3 sexual partners a year. That just seems like a normal person. See, like you dated somebody for 6 months. Okay. It didn't work out.
All right.
Maybe you dated somebody else. You had a couple of crazy vacations. That's just a normal, nice girl number.
No, here's what you're doing. Because if I
nice
told,
girl.
If I told you in your 20s when you were single that you could only have sex with 1 person every 4 months, you'd be out of your mind. But you're not using rules for you. You're using rules for what you think a woman should have.
Yes.
What happened to Progressive Tommy a while ago about ladies and you should do what you want and, you know, I'm here for you?
Do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. But always be your best self. And girls, let's keep it to 3 or under.
Okay, so that being said, at 3 times 15 is 45. So at 33 years old, she should have 45 sexual partners.
45 different sexual partners.
See, I said it out loud. I can even see the look on your face. You realized that was too much. You made that statement.
She's laid down with 45 different men.
I said 45 because that was your standard, and even you went, ew.
Some of these people she barely knew.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
What is the perfect amount of sexual partners for a human
being?
Well,
I guess it's, I'm more worried about how many relationships you've had than sexual partners.
So like serious relationships.
Like if you say,
you know what guys, it's not even about the sexual.
No, but I'm saying like, I would think like.
Well, you know, she's Lady Low over here with her number.
Low Lady Low.
Like if I meet a 30-year-old, somebody, a guy in his 30s and he's never had a relationship, like anything to that he would call like a serious
girlfriend.
Yeah. I'd be like, that seems like a red flag.
Yeah, you can't commit.
No,
can't
pull the trigger. Yeah, but I mean, that's super rare. Even the weirdest of weirdos have had relationships.
I don't know. Well,
there's someone out there for
everybody. Like a serious thing, like something that lasted a year. Like if you've never had that, I would be more concerned about that than if you had a high number of sexual relationships.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. All right, well, phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, a profile in the New York Post, a woman named, what's her name? Lauren, I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Nobody's calling her.
She's 33 years old. She's a virgin. She's good looking. She's got her life together. She says she doesn't do this for religious reasons. She's just never had sex with anybody. And she says, quote, I'm of sound mind and body. I'm not socially awkward or repressed. I'm quite normal despite my unique lifestyle. And you see this woman, Tommy, you hear the story and you go, she's a weirdo.
Yeah.
But then we give you the opposite and you go, that's a skank. Mm-hmm. And then I do the math for the number of people per year, according to you, she was allowed to have sex with. And you still go, ew. You know what's so funny about this whole thing, right? When you meet someone and you think about what the perfect amount of partners in your head for them would be, no one wants to answer the question if they were asked, how many sexual partners have you had? Most of us are going to lie. If the number is high, you're going to bring it down.
You're poorly shaved.
Yes. If your number is low and you're embarrassed, you're...
Had the books.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? You want to know their number and you want them to be honest, but nothing in your life wants to make you share the number that you have.
Yes.
Which means if you're not going to share honestly... They're not going to share honestly either.
Probably not.
So then why are we even doing this dance?
We shouldn't. We shouldn't, but we do.
Okay, no. Don't be this like, I'm going to tell you why he's so romantic. You're being an idiot. You're just like, it doesn't matter.
I told you I work with a guy that wrote out how many women he had been with.
Like listed it all.
Yeah.
How old of a guy was he when he did this?
I want to say he was under 40. He was about Pat's age.
Okay.
And, you know, divorced and, you know, but I knew this guy was a... East Ave player.
Okay, I love how dudes, I don't mean
East
to have
East Ave to Park Ave player.
But I'm surprised, like, do you think he actually remembered every person?
Seemed like he did.
Really? Vaguely, like names least. And all?
Nah, but he had a number, and it was high. I was shocked.
Okay, That being said, would a man or woman, grown-ass virgin, have a harder time meeting people? Because, Kimmy, you got single friends in their 30s, right? Mm-hmm. In your humble opinion, would your single female friends have an issue dating a guy who had never had sex in his 30s?
Virgin boy. Tim Tebow.
Little virgin boy. Tim Tebow.
I guess it depends on the reason. Like, if he said, like, he was, if it was for religious reasons, she may not be as suspicious. I think if he just simply has never connected with anybody in that way, I could see a woman having a harder time looking past it than a guy.
No, you're pulling a reverse, Tommy.
I am.
Because this woman is not doing it for religious reasons. She's never had sex with anybody. Tommy lights her up and you defend her, but then when it becomes a dude with a penis that's ever had sex, well, that's suspicious.
And I don't know why that is. I think
I think fresh new penis would be nice. Clean, new ride. Right? It's like a new car.
Yeah, you got to take the plastic off it first.
Right.
Actually, don't do that. You'll get pregnant.
I don't know. I don't know. There's something.
So if you were single, hypothetically, you would have an issue with a 30-year-old virgin.
Not that you'd have an issue, but I don't know if it would be a turn-on for women the way it would a dude.
Not a real man. You lay a woman down and treat her right.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I don't know if it would be a deal breaker. I just think, like, she would have some questions. Like, again, I think it goes back to the relationship thing. Like, you never had a serious relationship where you'd want to do that.
I want to touch on something she just said, because I want your opinion. She said it wouldn't be a turn-on for a woman to have a 30-year-old dude virgin, as opposed it would be a turn-on for a man to have a 30-year-old female
virgin. I think there
virgin.
Are some guys that would see that as a like, a weird thing. Like,
okay, I get that there
like,
are weirdos.
Like, I'm going to... almost like a thing of pride.
The word you're looking at for is deflower her.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to say that.
Well,
it sounds icky.
I don't think most men would see that as a turn on, a 30-something-year-old virgin.
Hmm.
A challenge?
Do you think so? Okay, the challenge is different. But I
it
don't
is
think...
a little late in the virgin game, man. Like, I didn't know they had a senior league. What? Are you Lee Trevino of virgins? You're the Mary No Sex.
Like, you don't think a guy would...
It works. It works, man. It works. He was the Mary Mex.
Step too far.
He won the U.S. Open here in 68, man. He's a local treasure.
Like, you don't think a guy would look at that and say, like, I'm going to be the one that she loves so much that she's willing to do this.
But you are getting to go where no man has gone before, man. You are Neil Armstrong.
See, I think that there's, like, some guys would be intrigued by that.
Here's my fear.
More than women would be.
But it would be weird.
Well, it's not even weird for, like, the fact that she's not going to have the experience, which, you know, whatever.
It guys, could be a little rough.
I would be more worried about the emotional aspect of it. Because if this woman made it to 33 without having sex, I would assume, and maybe this is small-minded of me, that when you have sex with someone for the first time, you're going to have that connection.
You don't think I think a guy would be worse.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm saying this is
no,
both.
No, but he's saying something that makes perfect sense.
And I think this goes for both male and female.
Mm-hmm.
If I am going to be committed to this woman in a relationship, not a problem.
Right.
If I am just trying to conquer,
have some fun,
and split, that's a problem.
You bone it, you own it.
Thank you. Preach.
And I hate to say it that way.
But I mean, he's right. It's a scientific term.
With his legs crossed. Like, what?
It's a scientific term. What? I would be afraid if I'm having sex with a woman that was a virgin.
She's calling you the next day.
Next day, next 5 years.
Yeah.
I would also think, though, if you are somebody that is committed to trying this, you're going to be with this woman for quite some time before that happens.
You are giving guys way too much credit, because when you say the challenge part, you're right. There are guys who would see this as a challenge if they could get in, and then when they got in, the excitement's gone.
Right, the challenge is over.
My point is, that challenge is going to last a long time.
Maybe. Depends on how smooth
I mean, things can happen fast.
I doubt it.
Hey, baby girl.
I doubt
it. She's held out this long.
I mean,
I'm thinking
you
got to be pretty special and pretty like committed to this relationship.
But
before
let's say
she actually
I married
decides.
A doctor. What, you think I can't handle this?
And by the way, once you get her, like, let's say you get her over to your house and we're hanging out, we're having a nice time. I'm figuring, all right, I cracked the code.
Just because she came over.
No, but if I feel like
Kimmy's right about that, you're an idiot. You don't know. How many women did you feel like you cracked the code and she's like, all right, goodbye? Like, don't pretend that didn't happen 70% of the time.
I always do. As soon as I got into my apartment or my house, I was going to get some.
Okay, but not with
a woman who
that's
never
serial killer. You always go to that.
As soon as I get her in my house, I knew it was.
You can
mine.
Never get him into the basement.
I think it's going to take a little more effort than getting her at your house.
Oh no. I get him in a house.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this woman.
I'm trying to save you from yourself.
I'm the Earl Shive of closing a deal, man.
Nobody got that.
He could paint any car for $19.95. He drove that car in. He was putting his paint on it. I'm saying, I get him in a door. I'm putting my paint on.
What do you think? Like you're going?
I'm shiving them thighs.
You open up your door, kick off your shoes to your empty house, show her your imported Japanese socks, and she's going to be like, well,
done.
That does it.
How do you think the Japanese get laid? That's exactly how most Japanese guys get laid.
252 WCMF, we're talking about this profile that has gone international on this 33-year-old woman. Her name is Lauren. She's a virgin. That's the only reason they did this article about her. She's a 33-year-old virgin. She is happy. She said she's attractive. She got her life together. She's not religious. She just has never had sex with anyone. And she says it's a problem with her meeting guys. And what we're having discussions about is the exact amount of sexual partners, mm-hmm. right? And if this would be bothersome. Let me ask you this. Let's make it personal. All right?
All right.
Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
if you could go back in time, would you change the age you lost your virginity?
No, I don't think so.
You're good with where you are?
Yeah, I think
27.
I don't feel like I lost it too early. I don't feel like I lost it too late. I just think it was like just that time and that age where, and you were like comfortable with the person. It was just like that coming of age kind of story.
Tommy,
yeah.
If you could go back and change the age you lost your virginity, would you do it?
No.
Why?
I mean, it was fun. I mean, that whole adventure the first time at my age, it was, I'm sure her experience was horrible.
No,
my experience was phenomenal.
Well, I think neither of you, if you both lost your virginity together, I don't think either of you really know.
I thought you were talking about Tommy and I for a second.
No, but I'm saying, like, you're saying it was good
say
for you.
I could say pad in a bottle.
Oh, for God's
No, but
I'm
like,
never going to be able to listen to Jim Croce ever again.
So like the girl that I laid down with, she was also a virgin.
Right, but I'm
saying. So we were doing this thing together.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You're saying it was good for me, bad for her. But I'm like, neither of you really knew what it was supposed to be like. So I don't think it was, you always assume it was bad for her. And she might think like, this is exactly how, it's never going to be exactly how you picture it.
All right, when I say she was a virgin, she was a Florida virgin, which she only was with like five guys. It's a five guy Florida virgin.
I'm surprised that both of you are cool with the age you lost your virginity.
Yeah, I mean, you're not? How old were you?
I was 14.
Okay, that's perfect time for a young boy to get that experience.
Was she also 14?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, no. I was just asking.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Whenever age comes up, like guys, yeah, of course, Jesus. Yeah, no, we were freshmen in high school.
All right.
And it was too young. It was definitely too young because the second it happened, all I ever thought about from that moment on was having more sex.
Yeah.
Like
it's going to happen no matter
what. But don't you think you would have been thinking about that anyways,
right.
Like leading up to losing your virginity?
So here's the thing. I knew that, like, you know, penis was like fun time, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. But like my entire focus of my life after experiencing sex for the first time was I got to do that again.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Yeah. And, like, I mean, there was a drive to have it in the first place, but it wasn't all-consuming.
Right.
So, like, I do wonder, and maybe this is just me being arrogant, had I not had sex till I was, like, 16, 17 years old, would I have been, like, would my life have been different? Like, would I have had other hobbies?
Like, affected, like, your schoolwork?
I know, I mean, look, I was dumb, but I'm talking about, like, other stuff, right? Like,
okay.
I'm telling you, everything that I breathe.
So you would have pushed it up 2 years.
16, I think, is, like, 16, 17, yeah.
Because I just felt like I just thought it was like a major accomplishment.
Yeah, I did too.
But like, I was glad I did it. You know what I mean? Like that happened. All right, I'm in. It was like, I'm in. You in the club now?
Yeah, yeah.
You part of the club.
But it's funny, like all the guys that like welcome you to the club. Half those guys were lying. They had sex anyway.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you know, my girlfriend lives in Canada. We have Canadian sex. But that's what I mean. Like there was this race. I mean, there was the race to get laid.
Yeah, it's like the space race. Like it's like 1969. We're all trying to get to the moon.
But you couldn't trust any. You couldn't trust any of those other astronauts.
But you kind of did. Like you were buying into the jive. Like you were behind or something like that. I also remember like going to school. And this is terrible. But like going to school and telling other guys that I nailed it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, like you're right. It is terrible. But that was
cool.
Like,
but
what
I
we
think.
Did.
She probably talked about it too.
Oh no, this girl kept mine a secret.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the girl Tommy.
Or she left town. Well, we are at the train station.
You got any more Lee Trevino jokes? No, you know, that's a good question. I never thought about that because you're right. Little boys said to me, sounds terrible.
Yeah, yikes.
Guys, teenage boys, if they have sex, will run in and tell everybody what they did, right? And I didn't even know that was the wrong thing to do back in the day.
Yeah.
Do women?
Yep. Because I will never forget my friend who had, she was the first to have sex. And like,
how old?
Probably like a freshman in high school, I would guess. Yeah. And I like her description of everything was intriguing, but terrifying. Like, it's just like, you know, she's also figuring out too. So like in her telling us stuff that probably wasn't like correct, you know,
it wasn't good. What you were hearing.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get this person in trouble.
No, but I'm saying, like, did it turn you off or did it make you more curious?
No, like I said, like, it was intriguing as a teenager because this is your first window into an actual experience.
Or being an
adult.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing more adult you can do.
You have a lot of weird questions for that person. But yeah, like a girl's going to run to her friends and tell her all about it.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure if that looked...
And also, like, don't forget, she has nothing else to compare it to.
I understand. No, I wasn't sure if there was more shame for girls because of the way that girls are looked at as opposed to boys, right? And that's the whole crux of this conversation, right? Like, this woman at 33 is a virgin and she's weird. Woman, if she had 70 sexual partners, she's weird. Mm. Tommy gives the number that he thinks is appropriate. We do the math and he still thinks it's too
many. I'm disgusted by my own number.
Exactly. So, like, I know that you were the king. I was the king. We walked in the school the next day and we're like, yeah, look what happened. I don't know if girls were looked at the same way.
I would assume she probably thought it was disgusting.
No, but Kimmy didn't look at her.
The girl I laid down with.
Oh, with you? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because you were such a charmer.
Well, did she continue
with your flappy
to question? Here's what we'll tell whether or not she thought it was disgusting. Did it happen again or was it a one time?
No,
thing?
I dated her for a little bit.
Okay, then
I dated
I'm sure
her
she
for
was
whole,
open about talking about it with her friends.
Yeah, I dated her for a school year.
So she wasn't ashamed.
That's, you know, it's his third longest relationship of his life.
A school year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not surprising.
Okay.
Right? If you had to guess which NFL franchise was the most valuable NFL franchise, you're probably going to nail it when I ask you the question.
Okay.
However, when you stand back and look at it, like, you know, balance all the logic of what should make a team valuable, this doesn't make any sense at all. Because if this team had any other logo on the side of their helmet, they would be a laughingstock every single
year. Oh, really?
Without question. Not only on the field, but everything from the owner on down. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, we have the Forbes list of the most valuable NFL franchises in front of us, listed all the way from 1 down to 32.
All right.
You being the football expert you are, if I had to ask you which NFL team is the most valuable, you would guess?
Dallas Cowboys.
And you nailed it.
They always are. They've been like that for like 30 years.
Are you ready for this? For the first time in history.
Yeah.
An NFL team has crossed the $10 billion value mark.
God damn, Jerry.
The Dallas Cowboys are worth an estimated $10.1 billion.
What did Jerry Jones pay for that thing? Like a Buffalo nickel?
And remember, people said, Kimmy, when you get a chance, could you Google what he paid for in 1988?
Yeah. Thank you. Was it 1988?
I think it was 88. They said he overpaid. They said he overpaid, and I think it was like $60 million?
Yeah.
It was a ridiculously low amount, and he fired Tom Landry like the goddamn communist that he is.
Yeah, that was amazing, right?
It was 1989, and he purchased the Cowboys for $140 million.
And it's worth $10.1 billion.
And he fired Texas Jesus top of that.
Yeah. So here's the thing. It says in this Forbes article that although they are the first NFL franchise to reach $10 billion, they by far will not be the last.
And they're pretty underperforming.
Well, let's talk
over
about
like 30 years, right?
Let's talk about that. Because, I mean, it's not surprising to you that the Cowboys are the most valuable.
They're always
franchise.
Up there.
Okay. Kimmy, is it surprising to you
That they're valued at that much?
Yeah.
No, they're just, I mean, it's just an iconic brand. It's a recognizable brand. It's more, I think it's worth more almost outside of football, right?
It's what
it's like
feels
the Yankees,
like.
In okay. a way.
But I mean, the Yankees have been way more successful.
You're
than
right,
the
you're right.
Been.
But I'm saying, like, even when the Yankees yeah. aren't good, you still know, people still buy the product, buy the
saying.
Logo, you know?
Yes, the logo and the image yeah. is transcending right, what right, happens right. on the field. So when it comes to the makes sense, it doesn't make sense. It makes sense for the reasons you guys just brought up. And look, they had the massive success in the 70s and 90s, which produced Cowboys fans everywhere. They were always on national television.
Yeah.
They did a great job of branding themselves as America's team, and they do everything bigger in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
But like you said, they're not good.
No, I bet you if you look from 89 to now, I bet you they're at 500 for a record or below.
It's a fair guess.
Because they've had a lot of crappy-ass seasons.
Yes, man. They have. I mean, look, the most valuable franchise in the NFL hasn't won a championship since 1996. Kimmy, have they won five playoff games since 1996, the Cowboys?
Well, I know, like, the whole Tony Romo era, they were, they just couldn't get it.
How did
right?
that yeah, guy become a star?
Because he's the every Cowboys quarterback yeah. becomes a booth
guy. It's
like guy.
A gift. Yeah.
Danny Don Meredith, oh, Troy yeah. Aikman, Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Even Jason Witten, the tight end, got to do it with his fake yeah. hair for a year.
Yeah.
No, but like, and it's past the on the field stuff. The owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, makes himself general manager,
mm-hmm.
and he sucks at it.
Yes.
And he's always got some kind of scandal going on, ranging from, hey, look at this silly old man, to, holy crap, that would be 20 years in prison if that person wasn't a billionaire.
Yes.
Right? Like, I mean...
He's a very rich creep.
Creep is an understatement.
He just, like, smiles and moves right on with his life.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do a deep dive into the legitimate scandals that Jerry Jones was facing,
yeah,
you wouldn't think that Jerry Jones was, like, this funny, weird-looking old man anymore.
Maybe like how he really is behind the scenes.
There's a couple of things where it's like, whoa.
Well, he's also from one of the creepiest states.
Arkansas?
Arkansas is a really creepy state.
Now, can I say something that may be controversial?
Good food, great weather, nice beaches. No beaches.
No, it's Arkansas.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Sidebar real quick, and then we'll get back to the Cowboys. I enjoyed my time in Arkansas. I thought it was an underrated gem. They call it the gem state.
Okay. I didn't like it.
Okay.
I wanted to get out of there. But it was good. I just wanted to get out of there.
But going back to the Cowboys here, like, if they weren't called the Dallas Cowboys, that franchise would be a tire fire team that can't win with a crazy owner that can't get out of his own way, right?
Yeah.
They would be the Raiders. And even the Raiders, for some reason, still have this, like, cachet about them where people love to be Raiders fans and they, you know, oh, it's just badass, rule breaking. They've sucked for the last however many years.
But now they live in, but they also live in a very cool city now.
They live there.
Well, I mean, technically they do live in the city.
You're right, you're
the
right.
I mean, you're in Vegas, man. So, I mean, you get all the, you get a bump
all
of Vegas.
All the debauchery.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Dallas Cowboys, according to Forbes, once again, the highest valued franchise in the NFL. They are the first NFL franchise to cross the $10 billion mark. They are worth $10.1 billion. Kimmy, would you like to take a swing at the least valuable NFL franchise?
Ooh, is it Jacksonville?
Not Jacksonville.
Okay.
Tommy, would you like to steal?
I'm going to say Charlotte. North Carolina.
No. The Cincinnati Bengals are the least valuable franchise in the NFL.
They got a good team.
Yeah,
great quarterback.
They are notoriously stingy with their money.
Yeah.
And there was a time.
There was a stingy time.
Thank you. Not in the too far distant past where the minor league soccer team was out drawing the Bengals in their home stadium.
And this they got a nice new stadium.
They have a beautiful waterfront stadium.
Yeah.
Or riverfront.
Yeah.
Well, much like the old riverfront.
Well, it's got water.
So Cincinnati's worth $4.1 billion as a franchise.
Man, they poe.
Okay, you say that, but we Bills fans shouldn't start laughing too
hard.
Yeah,
I don't know how far down the list we are.
We came in 30th.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you get a junk stadium.
Well, I don't know how much the stadium plays.
Yeah, I was going to say, would that change it, though? I don't.
Well, we'll find out when this new stadium gets built.
Well, you got to get a bump when you get a new house.
Well, I don't know, though. I don't, because the team technically doesn't own the stadium.
Oh.
I mean, they're going to make money off it, so maybe that adds value to the franchise. So we told you Cincinnati's the last in the NFL for value at $4.1 billion. The Bills are 30th with $4.2 billion.
How much do ticket prices affect that? Like, the Bills have always had a cheaper ticket.
Very
than,
little.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Ticket prices. Look, we watched it happen.
Well, I didn't know
COVID.
If it had to do with like just the demand of the tickets and things like that.
The NFL could still make billions of dollars every year and not charge a dime for tickets. And we watched it happen during COVID when they played in fully empty stadiums and they still made $1 billion. And so, that's not an exaggeration. You go look at the numbers yourself.
So where are the Giants? Because I always look at them as like the granddaddy of football.
The Giants are high.
They got to be
top five. I know that. I think I want to say they're four.
I mean, they always have like a 20-year waiting list to get tickets.
Well, I mean, they're a crown franchise in the NFL. They've been around for a while.
But don't forget, they're turning 100 years old this year.
I mean, and Tommy was there for opening day. Yeah, they're fourth. They're worth $7.3 billion.
So what does it go? Like Dallas, L.A.?
Nailed it.
Kansas City?
Nope. Kansas City's in the 20s.
How is that?
It comes to market size. I mean, if you look at the teams that are in the top, Dallas, right? Los Angeles, New England, which is Boston, New York, Giants, New York, Jets, San Francisco, 49ers.
All right, so it's all the rich cities.
Yes, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, Chicago, Washington. Those are the top 10.
All right.
So, I mean, it has less to do with how good your team is and the relationship you have with the fans and more to do with where your stadium lives, as you put it.
So I was thinking like New Orleans. Small city.
Sure.
Cool city.
Yeah.
Nice. But that stadium was built when I was in high school.
Wow.
Like, the Superdome is super ass old. It was built in the 70s.
So maybe Kimmy's theory on the stadium being worth money, being worth your franchise, has something, because the Saints are 28th at $4.4 billion.
Yeah.
They're almost to the bottom of this
league. And it's a poor city.
So here's the thing. With the Bills being valued at less than half of what the Cowboys are, you know, it seems pretty sad.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be crying too hard for the Pegula family.
Well, of course not, man. He's King Frack.
So, I'm not even talking about the fracking business. I'm talking about the football business. A decade ago, it's been 10 years.
Wow.
That the Pegulas have owned the Buffalo Bills. And they bought them a decade ago for $1.4 billion.
So he's tripled?
Quintupled.
Quintupled.
How much are the
Sabres
worth?
Yes, I 900 million? No.
I was just curious. Like, is it one of those things though where like one franchise is making money while the other one's kinda
That's the
not?
Rumor. The rumor is that the Bills are making him money and he's hemorrhaging money with the Sabres. Do you want to look up the value of the Sabres real quick? But in a matter of a decade, with a pandemic in there, keep in mind, the Bills have quintupled in value. They are worth so much now.
Mm-hmm.
That when the Pegulas sell the 25% of the team they are looking to sell to raise funds for the new stadium, they're going to get back essentially what they paid in the first place.
So he's not out anything.
No, he's already ahead.
Yeah.
And he still owns 75% of the team. And
he's put billions in his pocket.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's nuts, man. If you have a way to own an NFL franchise, you should do it.
I just got to get a hold of $1 billion.
Well, bro.
And I have to buy the right thing with it.
Look, I mean, the Bills, 25% of the Bills are up for sale right now. You just got to get a couple of buddies together, collect some cans, and boom, you're a billionaire.
All right, we're good.
What do we got for a Sabres value?
Well, I did find it interesting. So maybe you know this already, but he bought the Sabres for $189
million. Okay.
They are now worth $900 million.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I didn't realize he bought them for just that cheap.
The Sabres, we could have a whole other half an hour conversation about the financial issues the Sabres have.
Wait, but the Sabres are worth almost $1 billion just as is?
The value of all sports franchises have exploded in the last 5 years.
God damn.
I mean,
I'd be so itching to sell. Like, that's why I'll never have any money. Because if you sell, I'm selling, man. I'm going to go party.
No, but they print money with those things. The guy makes $100 million a year.
But like, if you tell me here's $4 billion. And I know, like, well, you know, 10 years, that could be, you know, 20. But I don't care, man. I want to party.
But, bro, think about this, though. As having that money, you're having that money invested in the team. Not only do you make money with the team, you're like the VIP of VIPs.
But here's what you get when you sell. You get rid of all your headaches. Like, it's all gone. Like, now you just have this king's ransom to go party with, and I don't have to listen to everybody's crap.
Okay, yeah, no, you would have so much money you could buy, I don't know, an NFL franchise afterwards.
Maybe I'd do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.